Chris.
Yeah, this is Tom.
This is Zach. I'm the claims coordinator with. I was actually calling in regards to scheduling an appointment with your field adjuster so that he can inspect for damages over at your property.
Yeah.
So I just want to confirm a few details over here. The service address, it's. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and this number which I'm talking to you on, is this generally the best number to get in touch with you?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Also, I did have a few questions regarding the damages. I just want to confirm first whether everyone in the house is okay. There were no injuries of any sort.
No.
Okay, all right, terrific. And are you currently living in the house itself?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And are you currently working with any public adjusters?
No, y'all are handling that.
Okay, all right. Got it. Also, why don't you very quickly just go ahead and tell me what about the incident, how it happened, when you noticed it, the approximate timelines we're talking about.
I honestly, well, I can give you, I don't know. It happened sometime last, well, sometime beginning of this month. I want to say maybe like
Okay.
the first rainstorm or something. The only reason why I don't know exactly, I can't give you a timeline because I'm a truck driver and I was over the road.
Okay.
When I came home to my ceiling cracked, peeling, leaking. It got some of my furniture, but it's not too much to where that's damaged, I guess. My floor is wet a little bit. I don't know if that's too damaged or not. I don't know, but my floor is wet. The side wall is cracked. The wall to the window, underneath the window, the frame and all that is cracked. Where the water is leaking through. And then I had a roof contractor come through. And he noticed all the damages. He marked it up, whatever, whatnot, and
Okay.
for the roof. And I put in, so my dad noticed it, I think. I want to say, because he came by the house when I was on the road, he called me and noticed it. And I want to say, I really don't know. I don't want to lie, or I really don't know the date. I want to say like maybe the 12th,
Okay. All right.
maybe the 12th or whatnot. And so that I'm just gonna spitball and say the 12th, whatever that day.
Okay.
That first go around, the first rainstorm, I did try to. Once I realized, what my premium was, I was like, okay, that might not be too much damage, whatever. So I went to go ahead and try to fix it temporarily with, like, putting just shingles down. And then the second time it rained again, noticed it's still going through, damages and all that. So, the roof was just like, it was. And I don't know when the second time it happened. I know it rained again. It's been raining a lot lately.
I get it.
So,
Okay,
yeah,
the
that's.
contractor you mentioned, do you have his details?
I do, but not on me.
For the
Yeah.
contractor, you can simply even text me, okay, the information, and
Yeah.
I'll just add it to the paperwork. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you perform any immediate mitigation services, you or someone else, to try to contain the damage?
Yes.
Okay. What type of efforts were put in to the mitigation?
Yes. New shingles.
Did you put a tarp on it or something?
Yes.
You put a tarp on it. You personally put a tarp on it, or the contractor did?
The contractor and my dad. Yeah. So my, I that one I don't really know for, not me personally. I was on the road, so I believe the contractor did, or my dad.
Okay. All right. You mentioned might have damage to the furniture or personal property?
Yes.
Okay,
for
if
the
you.
furniture, I'm not gonna add. It's not. I don't think it's as damaged enough
Okay.
to even add that. I don't know, because you know, I don't know how y'all go
Okay.
about that.
So I mean,
I was just gonna wait until you come and see out. Because are y'all gonna come out and see it? Or
yeah, the field adjuster, he'll actually be coming out over to the property to actually assess the damages. So he's actually gonna be the one to inspect it. If there is any damage to personal property, just go ahead and write down their details so that you can hand them over when he comes over to inspect. If there is personal property damage, note down what property, if they have model numbers, if or their brand name, all right, the year you purchased them, how much you purchased them for. Just put together those details if there is any personal property that you're placing a claim for damages. So just do that, and you can actually either have those details sent over to me, or you can hand them over to Kirk when he comes over for the inspection. Okay.
Okay. Question with personal property, is that like, what does that consist of? Because like I was saying, it was really more so like the structure to the house.
Yeah. Okay. So
like,
if it's
you know,
only
the wall, the
yeah,
ceiling,
if it's only the structure,
the floor.
Yeah, if it's only the structure, it's not included in personal property. If there's some.
Oh. Okay.
Yep. Okay. If, are you aware of when the house was built?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No. I'm not aware, but I can text you that one when I send the contract.
Yeah, just also pass me that information then when you have it available. As for the roof, are you aware of how old the roof is?
No.
Are you aware of whether it's original or whether it's been replaced?
No, I don't know. I don't have it.
Okay.
No, I didn't have that.
If you could actually look into, get back to me on that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, terrific. And you currently have a mortgage on the property?
Yes.
Okay, who's that with? Okay. How many stories is the structure, the building? The one story, two stories?
One story and an additional add-on, a sunroom. It has stairs leading to that.
Okay.
But it's not a basement.
Okay, all right. Okay, and do you currently have any animals on the property?
No.
No, okay. All right. Are you aware of any other losses, any other claims that have been filed for this property?
No.
Okay. As for the time and date of the inspection, we have you scheduled for the...
Okay.
Okay. Now, we do also have a standby list. In the event that there is a cancellation, we might be able to fit you in for an earlier date, but it does require your schedule to be flexible enough to accommodate within 15 to 30 minutes of calling. So my question is, should I put you on the standby list?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If something does open up, we'll give you a call, let you know what the possibilities are, and if you can fit us in, then we'll move up the schedule. We'll move up the appointment if possible. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So that's all the information I need from my side. Please do get back to me on the details. Thank you very much for your time. If you have any questions, concerns, feel free to get in touch with me. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. And you have a good day from my side.
Okay.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye.